Ever wondered how websites like Instagram handle millions of users without crashing? It starts with a simple truth. Successful systems evolve rather than emerge fully formed. Initially, everything fits on a single server. Your application code, database, and cache all living together in digital harmony. A user types your domain name, DNS returns an IP address, and their browser connects directly to your server. Simple and elegant. But then success strikes. Suddenly, that single server gasps under the weight of growing traffic. This is where the journey of scaling begins, a continuous evolution rather than a one-time solution. The first crucial step? Separating your database onto its own dedicated server. This separation allows your web and database operations to scale independently, creating breathing room for growth. As traffic increases, you'll face a fundamental architectural decision. Vertical scaling, adding more power to existing servers, versus horizontal scaling, adding more servers. Vertical scaling seems simpler, but eventually hits physical limits and lacks redundancy. Horizontal scaling, though more complex, offers virtually unlimited growth potential by distributing load across multiple machines. This brings load balancers into the picture, intelligent traffic directors that distribute requests across your server fleet while hiding the growing complexity from users. With multiple servers comes the need for database replication, typically through master-slave configurations where write operations go to the master while reads are distributed across slaves. This not only improves performance but creates resilience against server failures. What begins as a simple application transforms into an intricate dance of specialized components, each playing a vital role in serving millions of users reliably. How do tech companies prepare for traffic spikes like Black Friday? Through back-of-envelope calculations, quick approximations that validate design viability before coding begins. These calculations serve as early sanity checks to identify potential bottlenecks. Data volume is key. 1 terabyte equals 1,024 gigabytes, or roughly 1 trillion bytes. These numbers become critical when planning distributed system storage. Latency differences are equally important. Memory reads take 100 nanoseconds, SSD reads 100,000 nanoseconds, and disk seeks 10 million nanoseconds. This explains why engineers prioritize memory access over disk operations. System availability is measured in nines. 99.9% uptime allows 8.8 hours of annual downtime, while 99.999% permits just 5.3 minutes. For major platforms, this difference can mean millions in lost revenue. Consider this example. With 300 million monthly users, 50% active daily, each performing 10 actions, a system needs to handle 17,500 operations per second. This simple calculation immediately reveals the required infrastructure scale. Success in system design interviews requires a structured approach to transform ambiguous problems into clear solutions. The four-step framework provides this structure. First, understand requirements and establish scope through clarifying questions about features, scale, and performance needs. This transforms vague prompts into specific technical requirements. Next, propose a high-level design and seek buy-in. Sketch the major components and their interactions, treating the interviewer as a collaborator to establish an agreed-upon foundation. Then, dive deeper into critical components, discussing data models, API designs, and potential bottlenecks. Focus on the most important aspects rather than covering everything superficially. Finally, summarize the design, acknowledge limitations, and suggest improvements. This demonstrates self-awareness and understanding of system design as an evolving process. This framework mirrors real-world system development, serving as both an interview tool and professional methodology. Rate limiting controls request volume to protect systems from overload, like during unexpected traffic spikes. It determines how many requests a client can make within a specific time frame. Two key algorithms manage this. The token bucket fills steadily with tokens, each request consuming one token, allowing brief traffic bursts. The leaking bucket processes requests at a constant rate, like water through a hole, ensuring steady flow without bursts. Distributed systems require coordination between servers for consistent limiting, using distributed locks or atomic operations to prevent race conditions. When limits are exceeded, systems typically return HTTP 429 status codes with retry timing headers, though some queue excess requests. Rate limits can vary by endpoint, user tier, or content type. For instance, allowing premium users more requests than anonymous ones, enabling tiered access while protecting resources. Consistent hashing solves a critical problem in distributed systems like Netflix: how to efficiently distribute content across thousands of servers. While traditional hash-based distribution, server equals hash of key mod n, requires massive data remapping when server count changes, consistent hashing minimizes disruption. The algorithm arranges servers and data keys on a conceptual hash ring, 0 to 359 degrees. To find data, you move clockwise from the key's position until reaching a server. When adding or removing servers, only keys within that ring segment need redistribution. The system uses virtual nodes, multiple positions per physical server, to improve distribution balance. This approach enables efficient horizontal scaling, supports varying server capacities, and facilitates high availability through replication, making it essential for distributed databases, CDNs, and load balancers. Key value stores like Amazon's DynamoDB and Redis power countless modern applications. While they start as simple in-memory hash tables on a single server, the real complexity emerges when scaling across multiple machines. The CAP theorem governs these distributed systems. They can only guarantee two of three properties: consistency, availability, and partition tolerance. Since network partitions are inevitable, we must choose between consistency and availability during failures. Consistent hashing solves the first challenge of data partitioning by distributing keys evenly across servers while minimizing redistribution when the cluster changes. For reliability, we implement replication, storing multiple copies across different servers. Replication introduces consistency challenges addressed through quorum concepts, with N replicas requiring W servers for writes and R for reads, where W plus R greater than N ensures consistency. Vector clocks track causality and resolve conflicts between replicas, while gossip protocols handle failure detection. Together, these mechanisms create a resilient system that balances performance, consistency, and availability. Generating unique identifiers becomes complex in distributed systems processing thousands of operations per second. While single-server databases can rely on auto-increment functions, this approach fails when multiple database instances need to generate IDs independently. A good ID generator must create identifiers that are unique, sortable, newer IDs greater than older ones, numeric, and distributed across multiple machines without coordination. The system should handle high throughput, often exceeding 10,000 IDs per second. Twitter's Snowflake solution elegantly combines three components: a timestamp for sortability, a machine ID for cross-server uniqueness, and a sequence number enabling multiple IDs per millisecond per machine. This creates 64-bit numeric IDs that meet all requirements without constant server coordination. The main challenge lies in clock synchronization. If a server's clock moves backward, it could generate duplicate IDs. While Network Time Protocol, NTP, helps, monitoring clock drift remains crucial. This approach succeeds by breaking down the complex task of unique number generation into manageable components that work independently while maintaining reliability at scale.